This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has rejected the objections raised by a US lawmaker on the proposed Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill, saying that India's legislative matters are its internal affairs, in which the decisions are taken by the Parliament. The External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this while replying to a question during media briefing in New Delhi today.
We have seen the comments. Legislative matters concerning India are our internal affairs on which decisions are taken by the Parliament of our country. I would also like to point out that there are several nations, including the United States, which regulate the flow of foreign funds.
Replying to a question on the press conference of former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, Mr. Jaiswal reiterated that India had no role to play in an event by a private media entity. The Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Amendment Bill 2026 has been passed by the Parliament, with the Lok Sabha approving it today. The Rajya Sabha had passed the bill on Monday. The bill aims to address payment delays and simplify dispute resolution. The legislation provides that every central public sector enterprise must settle all invoices for procurement of goods or services from MSMEs on the trade receivables discounting system. As per the bill, if mediation fails in case of dispute, then the reference for arbitration must be made within 30 days from the date of termination of mediation. The Rajya Sabha today witnessed opposition's uproar over several issues, including the alleged police action during students' protests over the NEET issue. When the House assembled this morning, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan paid tributes to the freedom fighters and martyrs of the Quit India movement. The House also observed silence in honour of the freedom fighters and martyrs. After that, the reports of the department-related Parliamentary Standing Committee on Defence, Ministry of Home Affairs, Commerce and Health and Family Welfare were tabled in the House. Later, Mr. Radhakrishnan took up 0 hour amid opposition uproar. Some of the members raised issues of urgent importance. However, due to continued sloganeering, the chairman adjourned the House first till noon and then till Monday. India's national public procurement platform, Government E-Marketplace GEM, has achieved a cumulative gross merchandise value of over 20 lakh crore rupees in the last 10 years. GEM was launched on 9th of August 2016 to transform public procurement through technology, transparency, efficiency and good governance. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, GEM CEO Mihir Kumar said that the GEM's business has grown from 422 crore rupees in 2016-17 to over 20 lakh crore rupees now. The Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre has cautioned corporates and finance professionals against boss scam or CEO impersonation fraud. The Home Ministry said in a statement that there has been a sharp rise in complaints on the National Cybercrime Reporting Portal relating to the takeover of WhatsApp accounts of professionals and business persons through malicious files circulated in the guise of accounts statements and regulatory communications. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Sant Kabir Handloom Awards and the National Handloom Awards for the year 2025 at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. A total of 22 awards comprising 3 Sant Kabir Handloom Awards and 19 National Handloom Awards were conferred. Ladakh Police Department has commenced the sub-inspector recruitment rally in Kargil, witnessing an overwhelming response from aspiring candidates across the Union Territory of Ladakh. More than 7,000 candidates have registered for 40 sub-inspector posts, reflecting the strong interest among the youth of Ladakh in joining the police service. The recruitment process is being conducted under strict guidelines to ensure fairness, transparency and equal opportunity to all eligible candidates. Rains lashed several parts of North and Northwest India today. A yellow alert for moderate to heavy rainfall has been issued for Delhi today. Rainfall is also expected to continue over parts of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand till the 12th of this month. In the south, red alert indicating extremely heavy rainfall has been issued for 4 northern districts of Kerala. Orange alert has been issued for 4 other districts and remaining 6 districts have been put under yellow alert. Meanwhile, in Odisha, fresh rainfall has revived flood concerns in several parts of the state. And that is the end of this news bulletin.